This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Coming up, we have the dramatic footage of Owen Schroyer going to the city council side of this building and weren't letting people in the city council. Well, he said a month ago that happened to me in Austin, Texas, and here's the video. And he provided them the video and played it in the chamber. And it's dramatic. I'm going to retweet it out at Real Alex Jones right now because it posted yesterday and then ended up scrolling off Infowars.com and Newswars.com. It's a big deal. Now, we have a professor, Francis Boyle, joining us that is not a big fan of John Bolton. And a lot of listeners will say, well, you just had Roger Stone on who's friends with him and said nice things. Why are you going to have somebody on that hates him? Because we're not a cult. We don't sit there like the mainline right wing or the mainline left wing and have one view and one thing I come up with, and then that's what we go with. We are going with experts out there, respected people that know Bolton, to give you their opinion, and you can make it up yourself. I'm saying it doesn't matter to me until I see Bolton start actually having influence. Because if he's just going to be an apparatchik, as Trump has a very diverse cabinet, then that's fine. Because you saw him bring in the Goldman Sachs people, and then they didn't have any sway. And then they left. So Trump has a strategy, and we're going to be looking at every angle of it with Francis Boyle coming up here on the other side of this break. He'll leave us at the bottom of the hour, and then I'm going to open the phones up for the balance and play a bunch of key clips. We've got a lot of them today that are really important. Some of the new clips. Trump is set to have his press conference any minute. So we've got folks with watchful eyes. You know, see that crew in there? Not a lot of chatter going on. They're just focused on the news, and they're watching to see when President Trump starts his press conference. We'll give you the excerpts of that or go to it live. But I predict he's going to say there's some good things in the omnibus spending bill, some bad things, but that he is not going to sign it because it doesn't have the border wall and because it has too much frivolous spending in it. The swamp is delivering a giant stinking mess forward. But we'll see what the president does. He hasn't signaled completely yet. That said, I don't think the president's perfect. I like the fact that we're returning sovereignty to the country. I like the fact that the globalists and the communist Chinese dictator and all these people are so upset at Trump. And I like the fact our economy is showing signs of turning around. And I like the fact that Trump has drawn out the globalists and their operatives and really exposed them and has had so much courage to go through all this. And because I supported Trump, I have people in every restaurant I sit in Austin, where my family's been in and around Austin since 1822. Before it was Austin, my family's been here since 1822, raised Colonel Travis's son, involved the founding, involved the Declaration of Independence, involved with the presidency, all of it, everything. And then we family at the Alamo, though, contrary to popular belief. And in my own town, they come over with their children and tell me I'm a Russian agent that's going to prison and get in my face, or they reach out their hand so that I reach it out so they can pull it back like they're 5 years old and go, oh, yeah. Oh. I mean, it is amazing to deal with it. I've never seen conservatives or Christians or libertarians act like this. The modern left is a frothing, warmongering, drooling, hateful, fascistic, anti-free speech mob. And of course, for every person that comes over and does that, 10 people come over and shake my hand. Liberals, conservatives, black, white, old, young. But the entitlement, the hatred of oh, by the way, they're all white. Everyone that comes over and confronts me is a weird, mentally ill, neurotic, race-obsessed, Russia-obsessed, wannabe ruling class, political apparatchik of mainstream corporate media that thinks they found Hitler rolled into Stalin, rolled into everything else in one. So it just shows an incredible climate. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I opposed Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton as they were selling us out, the communist Chinese and others, and setting up a police state in America. And then I opposed George W. Bush because she was involved with radical Islamists and the deep state and the globalist. I mean, heavily involved in 9/11 attacks, and I pioneered that day one, exposing the bombs in Building 7, and interviewed people that would be killed a week later, like the deputy head of emergency management, Mr. Jennings. And I went through hell. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I have integrity, and so I don't just get on board the Trump bandwagon for nothing. We were on over 100 affiliates in 2001. I was, 27, 28 years old. I'm 44 now, and I was on over 100 affiliates. I had 4 crew members, and I was bringing in $3 million a year, and I was putting it back in and building an infrastructure with it. And within 1 month of exposing 9/11 as an inside job, I went down to about 26 affiliates. And the network was just my satellite provider. But to their credit, people tried to get them to take me off the air. And Ted Anderson called and said, well, this is killing you, and you're losing millions, and we're losing millions. But I'll back you, coming out and exposing us, because, that's your right. So that's to Ted's credit. That's why I still use him as a satellite uplink. And I have for 20-plus years. But the reason I say all that is I don't go with the wind of what is popular. I'm not trying to win popularity contest. I'm trying to force into the ethos, into the new birth of political understanding, what's going on. I'm trying to hit the barbed wire. I'm trying to be the shock troop. So when they lie about me and Georgetown sues me and the globalists come after me and they have hundreds and hundreds of articles a day conservatively, sometimes thousands, and the Daily Show and entertainment programs lying about me and, saying, hey, you heard Alex Jones hates black people? Oh, yeah, I heard that. They don't show a clip. It's pure defamation trying to get some crazy person to kill me. Tom Brokaw, Dan Rather, all say take me off the air. And why? Because they have people like Dr. Francis Boyle on. So this isn't about left or right. It's about Americana. It's about Renaissance. It's about common sense. Trump has a lot of globalist enemies. He's just bringing power back to the U.S., in my view. That said, John Bolton clearly is a Bush minion, an apparatchik, and knows what went on 9/11 and a lot of other things. And Trump has brought up 9/11, and Trump has brought up the CIA, and they backed off real quick when he did that. So Trump is playing a sophisticated game here, and I'm not inside his mind, but I know he is expanding U.S. influence, U.S. power in a good way with North Korea, you name it. Francis Boyle may disagree, but I'm not here trying to win a popularity contest. People keep saying, man, you're getting really attacked. How are you handling it? This is exactly where I want to be. Now, instead of losing 70-plus affiliates, we've gained over 100 radio affiliates the last year and a half, and we've gained now over 100 TV affiliates. That's why they're really coming after us. We're on 24 hours a day on Channel 9, Phonoscope in Houston. We should be on 4 hours a day. We're on broadcast TV. There's so many affiliates are coming online. I can't even keep track of it now. It's very exciting. So check your local listings, because they tend to harass and yell at our affiliates. None of it does anything, but we've a lot of our affiliates are like, yeah, don't even make a big issue. Don't put us on the radar. We're going to plug you on. It's great. We got a great response. It's happening. So America is awake. They're ready to move. The country's in a fight right now over who is going to control it. Yeah, I just got the No Bull Radio Network with two stations in San Antonio, you name it. Stations Houston. I mean, and that's just Texas. They've always fought to keep me off the air in Texas because the globalists thought that I'd really take off here. Well, it's happening. I mean, I've been up to like 10 affiliates before in Texas, but a lot of them are small. Well, now a lot of them are giant. So all I'm saying is no army can stop an idea whose time has come, to quote Victor Hugo. And this is a very sophisticated time we're in right now. And so when we have different guests on, like Francis Boyle, it's not because we're a cult speaking off one sheet of music. We're getting different ideas of people I respect and who I know are good men. But they may be divergent from the other views. Now, let's go ahead and go to Mr. Boyle, and then we will go to Trump also when that speech on the omnibus package bill comes up. You kind of heard my intro here, just getting into, you know, where is Trump? Is Trump good? Is Trump bad? I'm happy because he's a nationalist, returning power from the globalists, and their anger makes me happy. But it doesn't mean a nationalist could end up hurting us as well. What is your view on Trump right now? I know you don't like Bolton.
Well, Alex, thank you very much for having me on, and my best to your viewing audience. I want to make it clear I'm a political independent. I always have been. I did not vote for Mr. Trump, and I certainly didn't vote for Mrs. Clinton. I think we'd be at war today against Russia if Mrs. Clinton had been elected. So my personal opinion is that we dodged a bullet on November 8, 2016. But I am concerned about Bolton. I don't hate Bolton, to correct you, but he's extremely dangerous. He is a diehard neoconservative.
Sure, I should say you hate his views, and you're a best-selling author. You've gone to the top universities, Harvard. You know the globalists. You know Kissinger. I mean, I'm not going to go over your whole background, but you've been right there in the middle of it.
Right, and let's just compare Bolton to Kissinger. I went through that same PhD program at Harvard that produced Kissinger, and they gave me Kissinger's old office there at the Center for International Affairs. Now, we know for a fact that Kissinger has been advising President Trump and McMaster, who was just fired, and Jared Kushner. And Kissinger is a realpolitiker, technically would qualify. And Kissinger, for example, recently spoke very positively in public about President Trump's initiative to negotiate with Kim Jong-un. And I support that. I support a peace process there with North Korea.
After all, it's Kissinger and all them that did the whole deal with China as well. And realpolitik just means apolitical, pragmatic.
That is correct. Highly pragmatic. And I support negotiations. Even Secretary of Defense Mattis, a four-star Marine Corps general, instead of war over there would be a catastrophe. But Bolton, for example, as I said, is just a diehard neoconservative. He was on the original PNAC report that was basically the Mein Kampf for the neoconservatives that, as you correctly pointed out, led to the war against Iraq that was a total catastrophe. And those of us dealing with the Middle East knew it would be a total catastrophe. Indeed, Trump, when he was running for the presidency, said it was a catastrophe, and he was right. But let's just take North Korea. Now, Bolton just recently had an article in the Wall Street Journal by Murdoch.
Yeah, saying he thinks a first strike is legitimate.
That's right, and that we should do it. And as a matter of fact, he is also publicly stated that President Trump should go to these negotiations and give Kim Jong-un an ultimatum. Either you agree to do denuclearize now, or we're going to attack you. So it's somewhat incongruous now, as I see it, for President Trump to be going forward into these negotiations, which I believe he should do. I believe he should do it in good faith. You'll note that Kim Jong-un, starting with the new year, you know, has basically capitulated to most of our demands.
Well, I know you're one of the top guys that's also helped write up the international law and American foreign policy on chemical weapons, you name it. So you can uniquely speak to Dick Tine and this meeting coming up in the next few months. So when we come back, tell us, when you look at these signs, the average person doesn't see what's going on because we see the surface, what you read from this and what the Bolton card entering the deck signifies. Dr. Francis Boyle joins us on the other side.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Now, Dr. Francis Boyle is at the University of Illinois. When I brought him on, I probably should have introduced him, but I've been having him on for 15, 16 years. And he's worked with all the globalists. You know, he's been at the highest levels of the U.S. government with the U.N. He has responsible for drafting the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 89. It just goes on from there. I'm not going to get into the fact, you know, he's a lawyer, international law. He's represented world leaders at The Hague. You name it. From Slobodan Milosevic to, it just goes on from there. He exposed the genocide in Sri Lanka. So he's been around the block about 100 times. And so I want to get his pragmatic, realpolitik view on what who Trump really is, what the word is, and where this is going. But first, let's finish up on North Korea. No more missile tests, no more threatening to hit Guam. Looks like the maximum pressure had an effect. Come to the table. The word is he pretty much already agreed before the meeting to a framework. And I know you know a lot of these folks who confirm or deny that, but I heard that from high-level sources. And now that's being admitted. The question is, will Kim Jong-un try to back out of it? They're talking about a 10-year unification plan that might come out of this. We're talking about tens of billions we'd have to give to North Korea for modernization. What will taxpayers think about that? Well, it's cheaper than a nuclearized peninsula. If Trump can do this, they're going to say he can be one of the greatest presidents when it comes to détente of all time. So in the 7-8 minutes we have, let's tackle that, Dr. Boyle.
Yes, Alex, I was moderately encouraged, certainly, all along now until Bolton and Pompeo as Secretary of State are in there. And we have two hardliners. And Pompeo has called for attack on North Korea. So who in the White House today has the stature to give President Trump realistic advice along the lines of Kissinger, who was giving advice to McMaster? I take it he still advises President Trump when Trump wants it. Who is in there? Right now it looks like Secretary of Defense Mattis, but if you're reading the newspapers today, he might be forced out too. So I'm not sure exactly who's giving this type of advice to President Trump, that he needs to go forward, to negotiate in good faith, not to issue an ultimatum. And all the signs coming out of North Korea, I think, are extremely positive, having followed this dispute for quite some time.
Well,
and I also agree with you on Russia. The warmongering and propaganda against Russia are certainly the worst in my lifetime. As I told you, I went through the same PhD program at Harvard that produced Brzezinski before me, Mr. Globalist. And he stacked the Obama administration with all his protégés. And they're all in the mainstream news media mongering for war against Russia.
Isn't this historically the first time that we've had both parties frothingly anti-Russia? I mean, is that why it's so bad that the triumphs of the globalist and Brzezinski was getting the Democratic Party to become just rabidly anti-Russia?
Well, what you're saying is correct, Alex, but it's a bit more complicated than that. In that, now I spent 10 years studying Russian history and Soviet politics at the University of Chicago and Harvard, and was qualified to teach both subjects to undergraduates at Harvard. I passed my PhD oral general exam.
Because you're a Russian expert, not him.
But the bottom line is, in 10 years of studying this, I only had two professors at Harvard and Chicago who I thought were fair, reasonable, and balanced when it came to the Russians and the Soviet Union. It turns out, Alex, that what happened is, after World War II, the Department of Defense and the Central Intelligence Agency set up all these Soviet-Russian research centers that, for the purpose of qualifying professors like me and experts with AMs and PhDs in these areas, to be used as part of the Cold War against the Soviet Union. And that was a generation ago. And that then filters down to media pundits and TV stations.
Sure, sure. Where do you see this? Where do you see this going then?
I'm sorry, Alex. Well, I'm sorry, repeat that, please.
No, I'm saying, where do you see all this going now then?
Well, so far, Trump has resisted the warmongering against Russia and the demonization of President Putin, which, you know, I think is the correct thing to do. These comparisons of Putin to Hitler, like Mrs. Clinton and all the Democrats and the Democratic-oriented news media, it's just warmongering propaganda that is extremely...
Russia's not invading any countries. It's Hillary that invaded a bunch of countries and said, I came, I saw, he died. Last person I heard that was invading Libya was Hitler. So if anybody's like Hitler, it's Hillary.
Well, I think she's pretty close to it, yeah, which is why I...
But, I mean, she invaded the same country. She invaded the same country Hitler did.
Pardon me?
She invaded the same country Hitler did.
Well, in any event...
Hitler did invade North Africa.
Well, he did. That's correct.
So I'm saying she's comparing him to Hitler. I mean, she's the one that has the Hitlerian comparisons here.
Well, I've been quoted to say that, Mrs. Clinton, you can do the Google. She's a psychopath and a war criminal, right? But most people don't realize that... we in the United States invaded the Soviet Union twice under President Wilson. North at Arkhangelsk and in the east at Vladivostok. And the theory there was to strangle the Bolshevik baby in the cradle. And it failed. So we have invaded them. They haven't invaded or attacked us. And so the history here is just completely turned on its head.
Doc, we're out of time. I want to have you back up on the other shows, David Knight in the morning or Owen Schroyer in the evening for a full hour to get more into this history. It's riveting stuff. But either they finally dug up something that they think they can get Trump for and he's rolling over the neocons, which I don't think is happening, or he's just getting them in there to saber rattle to scare North Korea and others to say, look at the hawkish group I've got in. I think it's one of the two. I think it's the latter. What do you think?
Let's hope it's the saber rattling and that we're not going to have war against North Korea, and we're not going to have war against Iran, which both Pompeo and Bolton.
Yeah, because that'd be bigger than a catastrophe. That'd be called Armageddon. Francis Wells' books can be found all over the place. They're excellent. Look them up. We'll be back. Trump's live right now on the Omnibus and more.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, the president has his remarks live right now in the magic of DVR computers. We'll just back up a few minutes and play some of his statements on the omnibus big spending bill. But the big news is the $60 billion trade penalty on China, which is just a bite of the apple, but lets them know the era of our capitulation is over. There is no free or fair trade. We're being ripped off by all these countries. It's a joke. No one does this. That's why we've gone from the number one industrial power, over half the world's industry, to now like 20% of it. And the globalists are these geniuses that sold us off. Well, yeah, it was good for them. So that's coming up. And we've also got powerful report from Owen Schroyer. Wait till you see what happened to the city council yesterday, confronting them about Antifa right here in the ATX. But before I go any further, every time we do this sale on the Alexa Pure Breeze, it sells out in a week or so. And we only do it a couple times a year. We have to pull this by Monday because the Alexa Pure Breeze is a four-stage filter, ion filter, you name it. 4 or 5 years ago, I bought similar systems for $900 a piece. We started selling Alexa Pure when it came out a few years ago. It was $300 then. But because of cost, miniaturization, all of it, now we sell it for $200. Well, the special is $50 off. We do the special only a few times a year. $50 off, 25% off, $149. Leading competitors are $400 to $600 still. This is what I've got in my home, what I've got in the office. I don't want to get graphic, but you can be in a pretty big room like this. This is probably what is this room? Probably 800 square feet or more. 1,000 square feet, probably more than that. And if somebody sneezes, it goes from blue to red, meaning it's picking up particulate. You can pass gas, and in 2 seconds, 20 feet away, it turns on. And I don't want to get gross here. I'm just saying it's amazing. And when it turns purple, it's time to clean it. And that's just the first stage filter. You take it off, spray it off the water hose, or wipe it off. So $50 off. I know the cost of these is like $89, $90. So we make like $25, $30. So do they. This is really a great deal. But people know it's a great deal. So every time we do it, I mean, it's a great deal when we make $60, $70 on it. Now it is crazy. 97%. Satisfaction, 486 reviews. You cannot get a better filter for you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Also, we're introducing Mycos GX Plus from InfoWars Life. Introductory price, 50% off, $27.48. Big old glass bottle, 4 to 5 regimens of the detox in it. It doesn't target the bad bacteria like good probiotics that we sell do. It's the other side of the equation, the yeast, the mold, the candida. This is what they don't tell you about. This is so dramatic. The reviews are so dramatic. It's got a 98% review again. Nobody else has that. It was a great deal before, but we signed a year contract, so it's stronger, and we got it for like $30 less a bottle. So we can massively lower the cost. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We have 25% off Super Males and Female Vitality, our brand new Immune Gargle, the spray bottle with the colloidal silver, very concentrated silver sol type, patented with the iodine and other key things. It's got the peppermint oils. It's a mouth freshener, and it's just amazing. Very strong, though, so I use limited amounts of it. Our silver bullet's excellent as well. It's 30 parts per million. The silver sol is a whole nether animal and, again, is very, very serious. Silver salt, nano silver. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And you're standing up against George Soros, Comedy Central, the Georgetown University, two of Hillary's law firms, all trying to destroy us. And they're failing. But it's only because of you. You stand with us. You are the InfoWar. Do not thank me when you call. I'm thanking you. Do you understand? You are the reason we're here. I salute you. Let's go to the president. In his ongoing remarks on the omnibus spending bill. I don't know what he said yet. This just started 6-7 minutes ago. I don't know whether he's shooting down the bill. I think he will. Here it is.
Some tremendous trade deals are being made with various countries. We're negotiating very long, very hard, but very quickly. And the deal with South Korea is, according to Secretary Ross and Bob Lighthizer, is very close to being finished, and we're going to have a wonderful deal with a wonderful ally. We're getting very close to it. It was a deal that was causing a lot of problems for our country in terms of employment and in terms of lots of other things. I might ask Secretary Ross to just say a few words about that, and then we're going to get on to this ridiculous situation that took place over the last week. So, Secretary
Bingo is going to shoot it down.
Thank you, Mr. President. We believe we are relatively close
to a pretty comprehensive resolution with the South Korean government. It would encompass, if it goes through, both the 232s and broader trade issues. And we hope by sometime next week to be able to have a real announcement.
Getting things done, boy.
Thank you very much, Wilbur. I appreciate it.
It's unbelievable.
The last time we negotiated something like this, and as you know, it's always been a problem for our country, they get together and they create a series of documents that nobody's been able to read because it was just done. Now, you tell me who can read that quickly. It takes a long time to read it. For the last 8 years, deep defense cuts have undermined our national security. How old are, and they just, if you look at what's taken out, they've hallowed our readiness as a military unit and put America at really grave risk. My highest duty is to keep America safe. Nothing more important. The omnibus bill reverses this dangerous defense. As crazy as it's been, as difficult as it's been, as much opposition to the military as we've had from the Democrats, and it has been tremendous. I try to explain to them, you know, the military is for Republicans and Democrats and everybody else. It's for everybody. But we have tremendous opposition to creating really what will be by far the strongest military that we've ever had. We've had that from the Democrats. So if we take something for the military, they want something for, in many cases, things that are really a wasted sum of money.
Shrimp on treadmills. Right.
And it's very bad for our country.
Teaching Kenyans how to be transgender.
We're looking to
look it up.
Do funding for our final fight in certain areas. As you know, we've gotten just about 100% of our land back from ISIS. We have troop increases necessary to accomplish what we have to do, and we have, very importantly, a pay increase for our troops. And this will be actually the largest pay increase for our incredible people in over a decade. It increases total defense spending by more than $60 billion from last year and funds the addition of critically needed ships, planes, helicopters, tanks, and submarines. We have submarines being built, the likes of which there's nothing anywhere in the world like the submarines we build. Our military equipment is the best equipment in the world. And $1 billion from last year and funds the addition of critically needed ships, planes, helicopters, tanks, and submarines. We have submarines being built, the likes of which there's nothing anywhere in the world.
We were just switching from the Fox News feed to the White House feed because theirs is better. And again, he's signaling that it's a bad bill with a bunch of pork. So he's going to shoot it down, calling it crap. But he's also signaling he might sign it just because it's got so much good stuff in it, which I don't like that too much, and Rand Paul doesn't. We're about to find out. Keep going. But we're going to go to break. We're going to go to break and come back with this and find out right now what's going on with that. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Got the Owen Schroer report coming up. We're in front of the Austin City Council on letting armed men intimidate free speech in Austin. And we're also going to open the phones up in the next hour. I'm Alex Jones. Please spread all the live links and tell folks about the local station you're watching or listening on right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I was going with what the president had said he thought he would do earlier in tweets. And he came out and said it's been a mess and, you know, horrible last week dealing with this omnibus bill with the horrible things the Democrats would demand be put in here if we were going to get military funding or border security or any of it. So Trump vows to sign $1.3 trillion spending bill, averting a government shutdown, just hours after he tweeted out that he was probably going to veto it, was looking at vetoing it because the spending was so out of control. But then I guess he understands that the economy is in so much trouble that he thinks they'd use a shutdown to derail things. I tell you, it's hard to make a decision on this, who's right or who's wrong. We are just in a mess. I am considering a veto of the omnibus spending bill based on the fact that the 800,000-plus DACA recipients have been totally abandoned by the Democrats, not even mentioned in the bill, and a border wall, which is desperately needed for our defense. So, he's trying to legalize 800,000 DACA people that he said in the campaign that they could prove they were set, had been here and weren't criminals. He would. He's saying the Democrats have abandoned them. So that's a political shot back at him. This is just crazy. Let's hear a few more minutes of Trump, but we know what happened in the press conference and trotting out Mattis and talking about our strong military and our border and why he did the bill and trying to explain to us why he went along with it. He did the good thing on tariffs yesterday against China. He's done so many other good things, but I don't know. This is kind of a wash right now. We'll open the phones up in the next hour, get your take on it, but here's more of the president.
Our military equipment is the best equipment in the world, and one of the things you saw 2 days ago with Saudi Arabia and with other countries, Saudi Arabia, as an example, is buying hundreds of billions of dollars worth of our equipment, and we're getting very fast approvals on that. Therefore, as a matter of national security, I've signed this omnibus budget bill. There are a lot of things that I'm unhappy about in this bill. There are a lot of things that we shouldn't have had in this bill, but we were, in a sense, forced, if we want to build our military, we were forced to have. There are some things that we should have in the bill. But I say to Congress, I will never sign another bill like this again. I'm not going to do it again. Nobody read it. It's only hours old. Some people don't even know what it is. $1.3 trillion. It's the second largest ever. President Obama signed one that was actually larger, which I'm sure he wasn't too happy with either. But in this case, it became so big because we need to take care of our military. And because the Democrats, who don't believe in that, added things that they wanted in order to get their votes. We have to get rid of the filibuster rule. We have to get rid of the filibuster rule and go to 51 votes in the Senate if we're going to have really sustained, continued success. DACA recipients have been treated extremely badly by the Democrats. We wanted to include DACA. We wanted to have them in this bill. 800,000 people. And actually, it could even be more. And we wanted to include DACA in this bill. The Democrats would not do it. They would not do it. To prevent the omnibus situation from ever happening again, I'm calling on Congress to give me a line item veto for all government spending bills, and the Senate must end. They must end the filibuster rule and get down to work. We have to get a lot of great legislation approved, and without the filibuster rule, it'll happen just like magic.
All right, there you go. And the president is right. He then went and signed it. This is just minutes ago. We're a few minutes behind here because of the breaks. I see what he's doing. It's pragmatic. He's saying fix it. Because I have no way, I'm not a dictator. Now, if I have a line item veto, like many governors have, like Rick Perry had in Texas, you can go through and kill the pork. And I think that's something the president really should have. So we're going to be looking more at that. We'll be opening the phones up. The toll-free number to join us in the next hour is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. On the China trade war, on the globalist, on the gun grabbing that's going on the censorship happening, on Bolton, on all these topics, and a bunch of clips coming up. The toll-free number is 877-789-ALEX. And let's do this while everybody's dialing. Let's do first-time callers. We haven't done that in a few weeks. First-time callers, you can agree, you can disagree. All I'm asking you to do is to have a good phone and to have your point, because I want to hear from you. So there's the toll-free number, 877-789-2539. We'll try to go to those as quickly as possible. So coming up in the next hour, right to your phone calls and a ton of other news and clips we haven't gotten to. Now, speaking of other news, armed Antifa is all over the country beating people up and attacking and menacing people with guns, and major publications are calling for violence against people and gentrifiers, you name it. Well, Owen Schroyer, our intrepid reporter and host of the War Room, went and confronted the Austin City Council yesterday about it, and it was powerful. Here it is.
Owen Schroyer here for Infowars.com. Now, I am at City Council today to discuss an incident that happened on December 10th, 2017, where I was trying to go to a memorial march for Kate Steinle, but I was met with armed, masked men that prevented me from entering and were intimidating and threatening me. I'm going to bring this issue to City Council. Let's see how they take it. All right, well, I'm going to start by asking the council a question. Given everything that's happened in the month of March with the bombings and the police officers saying, if you see anything suspicious, say something, I think we would all agree that masked men walking around with firearms is something suspicious. Now, I'm going to play this video for the council to review that illustrates that exact thing happening. Now, I am a firm believer in the First Amendment right, so an individual has the right to walk around with their face covered. I'm a firm believer in the Second Amendment right. I believe in constitutional carry, so you can carry a rifle or whatever firearm you want with you. However, according to U.S. Code Title 18, Part 1, Chapter 13, Subsection 241, Conspiracy Against Rights states, if two or more persons conspire to injure, oppress, threaten, or intimidate any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, or district in the free exercise or enjoyment of any right or privilege secured by him by the Constitution or laws of the United States, or because of his having so exercised them the same, or two or more persons go in disguise or on the premises of another with intent to prevent or hinder his free exercise or enjoyment of any right or privilege so secured, they shall be fined under this title or in prison not more than 10 years. Well, on December 10th, the video you're witnessing right now, I went to a memorial march for a deceased victim of a violent crime. And I was met, as you can see in these pictures, by masked men with arms on their triggers of rifles, battering clubs, etc. Here you can see this man has his finger on the trigger, keeping me from going to a park. A memorial, here's them with shields and clubs blocking me entrance from a park for a dead person's memorial. Now, if that doesn't violate the code, I don't know what does. And I find it timely that we sit here today with you all discussing getting more funding for police, but I did not hear one person make a suggestion to keep violent criminals off the streets. Well, maybe if we looked into sanctuary city laws and keeping masked men with guns off the streets, we wouldn't have to have 100 police officers out there every time somebody wants to have a march, which is every weekend. Now, I'll just say this in closing and provide an illustration for you.
Radio listeners, he puts on a Antifa disguise in the city council. This is how you do it. This is truth on parade.
If I was outside holding a rifle, keeping people from getting into this city council to state their claim, do you think I should be arrested? I think everybody here would agree, yes, that should be an arrest, absolutely. But for some reason, and I'm not blaming the APD because I think they're good men and women. Most of my experiences with them have been positive. But if we're not going to arrest armed individuals with masks, brandishing weapons, intimidating people from their free speech, a clear violation of the law, I just want to know why. And I want to know if this city council thinks that that's the type of city that we should live in. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Mayor,
Ms. Yes.
If he would provide us with a link, because I couldn't see that.
Absolutely, I'd be happy to.
Thank you.
So there you have it, folks. Now, there's many marches coming up in Austin, Texas, including one this Saturday. Now, I'm not sure you're going to see armed men with masks show up at this one, but there's other marches and protests planned in the future, and this is not going to stop. And we're always there to report it for you. So let's see if there's any difference in the way police officers approach armed masked men on the streets during a protest, or if the same thing is allowed to continue without any arrest. Because I theorize if you arrest one of these Antifa guys or masked men in the streets with weapons, intimidating and threatening people, they all go away as soon as one goes to jail. But we'll wait and see what the response is from
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country that have